unbelievable tension, and oftentimes a sickness. Machlis hanefesh. And the ikka avoida of the Chachmei Musa was to be mesakein this matzav. Mashenikein, the Gdolei Chassidus, even though of course they recognized the pogromim of the guf and the tzara of the neshama besoich haguf. But the ikur of the focus of the Talmid Baal Shem was not on the guf, but on the or haneshama. The guf is Malach Yisraelis. And a person in his moment of weakness is certainly, as is described in Eov, an ayupera, like a wild animal, who's even capable, as we learned, who's even capable of, in his heart, being happy over Yerushalayim and somebody that he loves is lying dead at his feet. You make shachion. As strange as it sounds. But that's not the ikur of who a person is. That's not the identity of a person. So on page Yud Zayin, or from Shir Pei Tes, there's a little bit of the pages. You should have those two extra pages, I think. Yud Zayin Yuches. No, not Yud Zayin Yuches. Yeah, Yud Zayin Yuches. So after Yud Zayin, you've just started the part of the page on the left side. It says, "Aydei Hagbaras Ar Neshama Gam Haguf Nidakif Nimshach Achar Neshama." When we learn, let's just go back and review that first paragraph over there. Kol Kach Yagbes Ar Neshama. We read this. We're just reviewing. Ad Shiyahapach Gamas Haguf. The avoid of Chassidus is to strengthen the Ar Neshama, to be Megalad Ar Neshama, to come to that part of ourselves that's the Ar Neshama. And to be able to be megalit in such a way, to the point that even the guf is shining with the or hanisham. And instead of spending one's entire life beating up the guf and forcing the guf to concede to the neshama, yochel ulam shich oris ka'elu mitzad nishmasim. Possible for a person to be mamshich, to draw out from within himself tremendous kaychus of the neshama, and there are all different types of techniques by which that takes place. Through certain types of learning, of course, pnimiyas atayr, through negina, negunim, and rikudim, achilim kedusha, dibichavayim, and so on. To draw out the Or HaNeshama. Ad Shaguf Timoshech Mi'atzma Ach Or HaNeshama. So the guf is swept along with the Or HaNeshama. Ba guf Tisbatul B'derech Mimeilu Or HaNeshama Tispal Mimeh. B'derech Mimeilu Yenotzu Menachalit Mikol HaChesoy Neshama. But the Or of the Neshama is so strong that Mimeilu, the guf is caught up in the excitement of the Neshama. And then the goof is not v'chlal interested in paying attention to the chesoinus of physical existence. The goof itself becomes engaged in the avayim sanisham. All chesidus is revolving around this lakud. There are many different lashoinus that I used in this form. And Achshav Zarevrechim, the Pesachim there speaks about the or that's in the kalim. Kalim, that the kalim themselves, the walls of the kalim. Avodas Hashem Megashmius. Anybody that ever opened up one sefer from Sifrei Chassidus is to engage the guf in the excitement of the neshama. Ki b'mokim sheyesh or, because when there's or in a place where there's or, there's all achanikah obviously. Or in a place where there's light. Ein achreshach yochel ishlight. In a place that's lichtik, that's lit up, it's a place of kates sam lachreshach, as this week's parash. Behimi kates, shnasan yom. Kates sam lachreshach. that when there's a gilui of or, when it was time for Yosef HaTzadik to come out from the bar, then all of the choshech, then all of the choshech was botel mevutel, me'elav. When the tzadik came out from the bar, then all of the hestapanim and all of the chesroinis, all the questions and all of the misunderstandings, everything was ani Yosef. When there was the words ani Yosef, when Yosef was misgalav, when the Tosefes or Yosef is Moisef Arlev, when that or of Chanukah is misgalav, when the or of Yosef HaTzadik is misgalav, ein achoshi yochel lishlok. The Mela, there's no darkness. So we're talking about making a shachion or somebody died. So it's ridiculous. B'chol ha'achiza shall, when a person is in touch with that or. B'chol ha'achiza shall kol hevle ha'guv v'tavoyz v'rak b'mokim choshev ha'afeila. When is a person in such a low place where he's thinking about how much money he's making because this guy died? When he's caught up in his taivis, he's still very much attached to the guf. In the world of the guf, in the world of taivis, of course he's small. In the place of katnas, a guy's lying there dead and he's thinking about how much money he left him. So he makes a shachyon because he made a killing on this guy's death. I mean, that's a katnas of a person. I mean, he's in that place of choshech va'afeila. He's capable of thinking, a human being is capable of terrible things, worse things than making a shechion by that. It's worse. There are worse things than that. When a person's in a place of chavdus, when he's choshech, well, that's the goof and the taibus are goof. Umesupashek sheniftar rava kodesh mitzad. It says that when the sons of Rav is niftar, omer b'nai rava kodesh megarlis. Of all of the sons of the Divrei Chaim, the Gerlitzer was known to be the closest to his father. And the Gerlitzer held that all the tzaddikim of the generation were bottled to his father. They were klapi his father. They were bottled. The Divrei Chaim. Klapi hamanhigim. He says klapi hamanhigim. It was at that time when the Divrei Chaim was nifter that the inyan of the Rebbe business began in earnest. We see a lot of this nowadays also. People are not really big tzaddikim. There might be nice Jews, not big tzaddikim. What are they manhig? Many of these are manhig shtiblach that have mostly consist of their nephews and sons-in-law. And getting themselves, having the gabbai is also a nephew, calling up and having the picture put in Tamadi or something. You know, these, the Rebelech, that all began, the inyan of small Rebbes, that began after the Rechaim was Nifta. After it was Nifta. Before that, they were Kedosh Elhi, Mamash. They had this business with Rebelech. So then they became very big to have all these rebelach. Yeah, sometimes now that there's all of a sudden, I see like there's a picture of a Jew, he's 85 years old, and he's like, I don't want to say the name of a chassidus, but he's named after like a famous chassidus. I don't know, I'm following rebbes like for the last 50 years, I never saw who, where, what was this rebbe. All of a sudden he came out from somewhere, this rebbe. Who is he? I'm sure he's an Elohim, but look what he says. Gerlitz has said a muscle to this. Why is it that after the Divrei Chaim is nifta, all of these rebelach came out? He says, Kishanas a choshech babayis. He says, when there's darkness in the house, Yoitzim kol ha'achbaru micharem, all the rats come out of the holes. That's the Gerlitz. The Gerlitz of is very funny. He says, when it's light, so then everything, you know, of course everybody has rats. There are things that are not good inside each other person. But when he's lit up, when a person is alive and he's lit, so then the rats stay in their place. They don't come out. So the Golot Zerob said that when his father, the Ruchayim, was alive, so all the little rebelach stayed in their holes like the rats. They stayed in their houses dark. Then when there's a great darkness came to the world, when the Divrei Chaim was nifter, then all these rebelach came out, these these little tzaddikim, so to speak, tzaddikim, the word Zerulich, came out. Because the ikkar avoided is to be magbir the or of the Divrei Chaim. To the degree that we increase the light of the Divrei Chaim each and every one in our lives, so mimela, the ugliness that we have in us, the Dalach is not arguing with the Bali Musa that a person has a lot of unseemly things inside of him. But when the or of the neshama is mizgala, just like we spoke about last week, that when it's ne'ila, when it's a moment of aliyah, when a person is in a place of where his neshama is active and is alive and is excited, so then the rats hide. They stay away. They don't come out. So to the degree that a person is magbir, the koyach of the Divrei Chaim within himself, so the achborim, the rats, are quiet. They stay in the holes. And that's what he explains in Mata. V'nitin l'shtamish b'mashal zeh, we could use this mashal, gam li nyanein of what we're learning. Shekesh'or ha'neshama ne'elam v'nizdeh. When a person has nothing with his davening, nothing with his, there's no chiyas in the guy. He doesn't feel any chiyas, there's nothing. He's empty. When the Ur HaNeshom is hidden, and he's in a place of Choshech Zu Yavan, of Yavan, Az Yoytzim is Galim Kol HaChesoin Yishlo Oda. Then all of the Chesoin has come out. Everybody here knows that when you're going through a hard time, and you're in a place of kapness and smallness, then comes out the temper, the laziness, the Tivus, Noshim, all those things come out. But when a person's excited about his Yiddishkeit, and he's in a place of Moichin the Godless, so then, of course, he has those, he's capable of those ugly things, the rats. But the rats stay put, they don't come out. They stay in their place. This is the Inin of Yavin, of Choshech. He sees himself, I'm a big baltaiver. And all of a sudden the goof, that until now was staying quiet, it was inside of its hole, all of a sudden the goof becomes a balabas. The goof becomes a man da'omer, meaning the goof has a say in your life, a big say in your life. Where was the goof until now? Where were the big taivas until now? You see this in a very simple way, that when a person, even a bacher, that when he's stand bored and dragging around and he's not with anything, he's not bechlal, has no shaykh still in the shaman, so then of course all the time is crazy. When a guy goes a lot of times, a guy goes there to sell, because here it's very hard with everything that he's involved, but he goes there to sell, and he throws himself into learning. So mimele, when there's a gili of the or of Torah in his life, so mimele he doesn't go crazy for these things. But yeah, of course there's a tyrant. He doesn't go crazy, doesn't take over his life. It's not a pile of bus in his life. Because why? Because the rat goes into the hole. Because when it's lichtig, when it's light, so the rat goes into its hole. It's a very simple mashal. It's a good mashal. Loi kei kishra neshama meyer. When the aura of the neshama is shining, as yispardu kol poli on, then all of the ra disperses. All karchas of ra just melt and go away. K'mesh kosa b'sefer Tanya, Barucha, the Tanya explains in Yud Beis, v'biyu madregas ha-beinoni, she'b'shosh shu b'masav shal gadlus ha-moichim, when the Beinoni is in a state of gadlus ha-moichim, when he's in a place of gadlus, of gili or ha-neshama, b'reach ha-yetz armima, like a rat, the Yitzhara runs away. Because the rat can't take the light of the Divrei Chaim. So there's no little rebelach daring to pop out when the Divrei Chaim was in the world. There was a lot of light in the world. The Baal Shem Tov, the Rebbe Melech, and all of the Tzaddikim. So they're always little rebelach. But they couldn't show themselves in the light of the Divrei Chaim, in the Chayz of all the Tzaddikim. When that light went out, whatever reason why that was by the Divrei Chaim after that, We see that since then the tzaddikim are not even wearing white, the Ashkenaz tzaddikim are not wearing white begodim anymore, for the most part. But something changed in the Divrei Chaim Nift. And then all of the achbarim in the Bekishes were able to come out from the holes. Vayetzara, he who min kayach shabereach min ha'or. The Yetzara is a type of mitzias that when there's light, it runs away. Runs away. So you come to a certain place and there could be that there are certain, that there are mice or other things. And the second you turn on the light, you know, like there's an olam over here. You walk into a room, there's an olam, there's something doing over here. But the second you walk in and you turn on the light, you heard something for a second, but it's gone. That's how the Yetzar is. The Yetzar is not Sovel Or. The Yetzar is not Sovel Or. That's a klal olam. When you're looking for an Eitzer, you have to get over the inyan of the effect that the Yetzar has on you. So the Yetzar is not Sovel Or. Period. You could scream and cry and daven and hack and knack and all different aces of what to do to take an axe and to start hacking with this Yetzirah, and it becomes then from one Yetzirah comes like a thousand Yetzirah. But when you megala or, then the Yetzirah is, it's not for him. He's bereach min ha'or. He can't be in a place of or. It's not soivel or. Now, Derech HaChassidus, as we've been learning until now, is all built upon Pnimius HaTayr. Harezem Yusad Gam al Pnimius HaAdam. Chassidus is built on Pnimius HaTayr and Pnimius HaAdam. Well, Pnimius HaTayr Mi'ira as Pnimius HaAdam. When a person connects himself to Tayr Bechlal, and particularly to Pnimius HaTayr, which is the Nishmasa Deraisa, the Neshama of Torah, Ki Pnimius HaTorah, Ya Neshama Shel HaTorah, V'zeh Meir is Nishmas Adam. So when the person, page Yud Ches, when the person becomes connected to that Or of Pnimius within himself, which is facilitated through learning Pnimius HaTorah, so Mimela the Yetzirah is Barech. The Yetzirah is not Soivel Or. It's the Indian of being Maisa Farhalach by the Neves Chanukah. In other words, instead of krechsing about how much Choshech there is in Yavin and all the shmuzin about how terrible the world is, and the computers and the internet and the Yetzirahs and the Taivas and so on, making bigger and bigger vidui booklets and so on. Instead of all of that, the way of Chassidus was to be Maisif Or. To be Megala Or. Because the Yetzar is Barech Min Ha'or. All the rats run, scamper back into the holes. They run away. Ubederv Zeh, page Yud Ches. Ubederv Zeh. Ein Tzirich Melechis, Ayideh Hakoz, Ubederv Ches Kafyeh. In this way, one does not have to go in the way of violence, beating up the Yetzirah. But there is kafya, like we spoke of many times, that the whole thing with the computers and the anti-computers and making this and all the filters, it's achmanis. I mean, because all of that is to try to clap the to hit the Yetzirah. Which, if there's nothing else, of course you have to do whatever you can do. So, but that's not the lechatchila of how Hashem's Baruch made us and what we should be like. We should be people that have so much or this mezgala that we're not interested in these things. There's no shaykhist in these things. I was talking to one of the rebbeim here. He's a big elachi, a big tzaddik of a yid, and he's trying very very hard. That there should be on the, he's trying to be piled with El Al, that on the airlines, that there should be not just the videos, there should be Torah. That was to get Shiurim. He's trying to get there should be Rav Moshe Wolfson and other tzaddikim, that they should that a Jew wants to go on to, a Jew goes onto the airplane, he doesn't, he could press a button, he could see tzaddikim, it's a nice thing, no? And he's working, this Rebbe here is working to make this happen. He went to meet them, and they're open to it. Okay, they're open to it. So we're talking about it today, and he said, and you see this when you go on the airplane, you can see when they live in their homes, and in their communities, and their shtiblach, they're regular nice alachida, and then they go onto an airplane, and they go off the ground, and they turn on videos, and they start watching videos. What does he have time, what does he need even to watch a video? What are you looking at a video? You should, Hashem has made this person that every time, if you walk into a room and there's a television there, that you should. Oh, you're going to start break out and perspire. What am I going to do? There's a television here. This is a achmanis that a person should be like that. That's how it's supposed to be. So then you need to have people that they should march up and down the aisles. You know, they should bring the gabbai from the rebbe, that group, and they should march up and down the aisles. To see anybody that's looking at the videos. This is a way in Avodas Hashem. There's a guy from the shul, he told me to put a thing in his kid's car so he can follow him like a GPS. He knows where this kid is 24 hours. Told me he follows his kid everywhere. I said, you think that's a good thing? That's the Ratzon Hashem. He says to me, you don't know my kid. So my kid needs 24 hours surveillance. So that's a tzuras adam. Could be the father's right. I don't know what the tellus is of seeing that. It's better not to know what your kid's doing. But that's the tzuras adam you have, to follow a kid around. There's ain't certain leches either have cause of there's kafia to force and to break and to fight with the Yetzirah. Vein tzarich lahakas is af echad vein tzarich lahashpilas atzmur lahaglas chesroinayis. You have to talk about all your chesroinayis you have, your balgayvi, your baltaive, your otzel, your balkas, you know, and to all of these inyanim, and to beat yourself up, and to be mashpil other people, and to look at them and to see disgusting things in them. Because them is you would like to be more like them, so you have to destroy them and destroy yourself. All of this that goes on a lot in our little firm world. Elisha Yagdilis Advar Matoiva. The Derech HaLashon was Yagdilis Advar Matoiva. To magnify, to illuminate, to strengthen as Advar Matoiva. The Yagdil is Ur Nishmas, to be Magdil to Ur Hanishon. While Yodun is Atzmakaya Per Odom Yivali. And don't judge yourself like a wild donkey. It says in Pasuk. This is one of the top 10 psukim that you see in the Musa Sfar. Aya Per Odom Yivali. It's a Pasuk in Eve. A man is like a wild donkey. He's born a wild animal, a wild donkey. This is from the top 10 psukim. Tell me, Moshem says, "Al Yodin is Atz Makay Perot." Don't look at yourself in such a way. Don't. So does that mean? It means they're saying that a person doesn't have rats inside the holes. Of course they are. Al Yomer Lasmushu Adam Kazeh Shesamech B'Meis Kroy B'Meish Makal B'Yerusha. There is a din in Shulchan Aruch like that. What are you talking about? That someone dies, and you love the guy, he's dead, but you're thinking, "Oh, I made a lot of money on this guy." Talking about this, is it then? What is this that you're taking this and you're judging yourself by that psak din shonah that you're paskin yourself that you're such a low life that you would be happy and every bochi hears this thing and thinks I would also be such a person that if my father my mother God forbid would drop dead I'd be so happy because I'd get a yerusha. That's the kind of person I am. Is a person capable of that? Yeah. Are there rats inside the holes? Yeah. But that's what you think about. That's how you live. I told this to a guy the other day. He was telling me, he was describing to me how, because I was talking about maybe it could take a little bit of time to learn. And I says, he was telling me how much money he's making. He was making these. And he said, listen, you know, this is how busy it is. So I told him, you know, they have an expression, I've said this very often, they have an expression by the going that rat race. I told my rats, it's called the rat race. So I said, you know, even if you win, you're still a rat. No? It's a rat race. I mean, the race is between rats. I mean, so if you win, you're still a rat. You're just you're a faster rat. I mean, I don't know, you made more money than the other rat, but you're a rat. This is the way the person's supposed to be. To live like this. We should look at ourselves. You look at yourself and say, well, most of my life is not toiv. Most of my life is bad. That's the end of Chanukah. That's Rabban Biyad Ma'at. Because if you believe that the ma'at, the pach shaman, if you believe that the ma'at, the little bit, is the etzem of who you are, then there can be rabban biyad ma'at. Then the ma'at inside of you, the ma'at toiv, the ma'at or, can of course defeat what seems to be a tremendous amount of pressure. Umashi yesh l'chesroinus mitzad aguf. Aye, it's true, you have chesroinus mitzad aguf. Hine aguf nachshu vesel kedor v'zar v'nof. Aguf. The guf is not that some of I am. It's somebody like outside, a strange. V'nochri. Asher malbish al atzor al atzmus nishmosu. It's a levush, it's a garment. That's worn on top of who I am, on top of my neshama. Vein ze mohusa ha-amita, it's not the true mohus. Lo yizeu ha-ani ha-amita shalai. Like we've been talking about the whole time. It's not the ani ha-amita. And it makes a little bit difference how many times you did the avera or you did. That's not the ani ha-amita. V'chi madu yoyma sha-ani shalai ha-guf. Why should you say that the ani is the guf? Why do you identify the ani with the guf? Hai ha-emesi sha-guf hura kedova zar v'nochri etzlo v'nachshu kodam achim. It's a stranger, something outside. It's a levush. V'achishi yikova ba'atzmai, shuhu ha'neshama. Once a person's kaveya, that who he is the neshama. V'yavad kesedo lahagdilis ar ha'neshama. And his whole avoid is lahagdilis ar ha'neshama. He didn't mean, me'ele yisapa gam ha'ni shalaguf l'toiv. Me'ele, the ani of the guf comes along, and is brought along with the neshama. Liyaschelet mihani shal haneshama, joins forces with the neshama. That's what the tiny is. That's all tiny is about. Vav shekemuv and lekol klal yeshetzman haklal. Obviously, every klal has a yeshetzman haklal. Ben yuchem lavad rak b'derech hazeh, like we spoke about the past few weeks. It doesn't mean you can only be oivid in such a way. V'osel l'adam l'ramay says atzmo v'lishkosh v'demyonis. You can't deceive yourself and get lost in all kinds of dimyonis, that you have no faults, you have no problems, there's nothing. That was that there are no rats inside of you. You can't lie to yourself. And a person who ignores completely the chesroinus of the guf, are you meravis atzmo? He's simply trying to, he's just deceiving himself. Ach, hamadubuhu rak almash tzvichim lahasem is ikar hadogish. This is the chilek between chesidus and musa. What's the ikar hadogish? There are rats. Everybody's mask. But what's the ikar hadogish? Is it on the rats, or is it on the or? If the ikar hadogish is on the rats, then it has to be with clapping and traps and all kinds of rat poison. If the ikar is the or, then you magbir the or, and the rats don't. They stay away. Echtia mahalach machshavta shel adam. What's the way that a person should think? How should a person live? Should he focus and concentrate on the on what? On the true mahus, which is the neshama? Or is he kaveh his mahus? Or does he define himself by what? By the tofel, by that which is secondary, the guf. And what do you misamek? What do you give yourself over to? What do you think about? Which is the ikk and the yisoid of your avoid. And here Chassidus paskins that it's better that a person should be misamek. Of course, you have to recognize, you have to know what's going on with the rats. But the ikur is to be misamek ba'oiris ha'nisham. V'yedis ha'zohu ha'ani ha'amiti shalom. It's like a stranger. It's not the true ani. It's not to allow yourself to be seduced, to be deceived. To say that the true metzias is the guf. Like a stranger. Now we can understand a very, very basic big nekuda in chassidus. Which is a big general nekuda of how should a person see his mitzvahs? How does he look at himself? How does he look not only at himself, but he's looking chlal at the world? We're going to be talking about that, Mitzvah Shem, in a few minutes downstairs. How do you look at the mitzvahs? How do you look at yourself? V'ashal yedei zeh kol tzuras ha'avayd hu'b'ayfenale umrum yosef. And through this, the whole tzura of one's Avodas Hashem is lifted to a much higher place. The Derech Zeh Yesh Lo Shaychus Gedolim HaDeres HaHachreinus Shem Deres Chaloshim Begufam Uvan HaShoyz. And this way of Chassidus, which is the final stage before Gilui or HaMashiach, we see that in our times, in this last generation, that an unbelievable chalishus, a weakness, the guf ubenefesh has come upon the world. Physical weakness and emotional and spiritual weakness that has come upon the world. Not just Jews, but the whole world. An unbelievable chalishus. Even nowadays, if you look at somebody the wrong way, so he has to go for therapy for 25 years. If you say something, chas v'shalom, please. We see that the way of the world, for whatever reason, the way of the world that Hashem brought down at the end of time, is that people simply cannot be soivel a way of hakar and bittul, getting beaten up and being and bittul. They can't be soivel. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It sometimes worked in the past, and there was a certain mahalach like that in the past, of fighting and insulting, and screaming and yelling and so on, and intimidating and frightening, and so it doesn't work now. It doesn't work anywhere. Biladera shel chizuk, we see that Hashem's book brought down the world. Really, this is more like since the Holocaust. This mahalach, this has been changing. But the ikka now is chizik. It's everywhere. It's lavda by the goyim also. A chizik. I mean, sometimes it's very, very extreme. But the way of chizik, not the way of hitting, not the way of focusing on the chesroiness, on the ugliness, and pointing out to the person all of his faults and so on. Every parenting class you go to now, every parenting class, where the parents are going to so many parenting classes that they don't have time to be with their kids, they're so busy with the parenting class. Every parenting class that you go to now, it's all about chizik, 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 chizik. Good, everything tov, everything good, everything. No criticism, can't criticize. So you can ask why, my father, my grandfather, that's silly. To ask kashas like that, that's the metzias. The metzias is, it doesn't work. The old way is not working. The ikka now is derech shal chizuk. It's the derech of Hashem. Bila derech shal chizuk, v'am shachas iris, drawing down more and more oir, hu derech mutzlach harbe yosef, l'dar hazeh shal chizuk Mashiach. It's a much, much more successful way. Derech mutzlach harbe yosef, l'dar hazeh shal chizuk Mashiach. In our generation, the chizuk Mashiach, this way of chizuk and of oir of being Moshech Iris and Chizik is and in that way trying to drive away the rats. That's the derech which is muslach b'yaisim. Everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world, it's muslach b'yaisim. Especially when it comes to raising children, educating the children, you see this, if you look in Agdam from the Chavis of Talmidim, the Rebbe talks there, this, how everything changed. He was talking about how really, the Rebbe saw this already after World War I. So he writes over there, everything was changing. Where kids can no longer hear criticism at all, the Rebbe is no longer, can no longer be a Rebbe, and the parent can no longer be a parent. And the kid has to find himself in his own way. There isn't a parent in the world who hasn't heard at some point some kid say to him, one of his kids say to him, "You don't understand me." Which if you ask a Jew from a Amalekite side from before, from the old days, did you ever tell your father, "You don't understand me"? Like that's such a thing. It was understood that the people who understand you best are the ones who brought you into the world and who raised you. Was it ever possible? Perhaps it was never possible. Madrachas Talmidim. Hadrachas Talmidim. Sheshapir Odif Tfeiler Roimim Es Odim. We see now that the whole way of teaching, raising children and Talmidim, is L'Roimim Es Odim. And to compliment and to point out the good points and to show how great the person is, even to be machlif and to add more. This is what came down to the world. And we see b'chush shederach zeh po'elas harbe yoyser hein l'kriv v'hein l'rechaykim b'midim ruba la'ein aruf. We see this in every way works, whether it's l'krivim, people who are kids who are in yeshiva, or l'rechaykim, or people who are not from. The way to be makar of them is with good sky. To be meitiv, to be mahana people. Gashmi is to invite them over, and to give them a Shabbos, and to, somebody was telling me, they doesn't know, a lot of the yeshivas, I'm saying in Eretz Yisrael, and the yeshivas are having a problem because it's very hard to find a Rebbe that's over 35 years old that smiles at the guys. So there's a problem because they have to take all these new young rebbeim, but the old rebbeim need a parnasa, but the old rebbeim, you can't bring them to a smile. They stop smiling, they never smile. There's a problem because it used to be that you could be a Rebbe even if you didn't smile. Now, if you don't smile, you're not going to be misled. That's just how it is. So you said they're having a problem because they're trying to find, they don't know what to do. They're rebbeim that are over 35. I guess they have sit them down and say, you have to smile. He said, but that's not our Messiah. We don't smile. So, but the kids need, nowadays the kids need for you to smile. It wasn't like that by Rabbi Baruch Ben. It wasn't like that. By Rabbi Chanan Vassim. Rabbi Chanan Vassim didn't smile only on Purim. Rabbi Chanan didn't smile. I heard that from Talmidim. Only on Purim, a little bit. The whole time, it was a pachet. Okay, that was by Rabbi Chanan. Whatever happened, since Rabbi Chanan, a lot of things happened. So somebody sits here in Tav Shnayim Dalet and says that we don't have a Masoret to smile. It doesn't work. G'chol Shemayim Yisodim, the more you lift a person up, Yoyisim HaChasoyin, they're like, how are you be'emis, Masala? Yes, Madrega, G'voyim, Ma'alim HaChasoyin, and you marim him, you lift him up, he'll become... The light will, in his life will become stronger, and Melech Hesoyin is the rats going to the holes. The Gamach is Tamach, Avzub Derech Chesidus Yoyisim Derech Shalom Chashis Ayres Vagdolos Kerech Hanisham. And we see another reason why this way of Chesidus of Hamshachas Ayres and lifting up the Neshama is working now. Kikfi Shahadam is so strong now. Everybody's looking for this. Kikfi Shahadam Don is Atzmai Moiru B'Shamayim Yimal Shekach Yidnu Oisak Hamisham. The way that you look at yourself, it says in the Sfarim, that's the way that they look at you in Shemayim. When you begin to see, not that you don't know about the rats, but you begin to look at yourself from the perspective of who you be'emes are, and to lift yourself up to be magal ga'or, how you ma'ir b'shamayim, shagam ken yedinoy sal tzadik. In Shemayim, they also start to look at you as a tzadik, as somebody better. It's not a game. Me'el yidin lo b'derek halva, ayri shenayis mit tzadikim. So they lend you in Shemayim. From Shemayim, they lend you certain ayris that are normally distributed only to the tzadikim. They give you such ayris from Shemayim. Okay, they shemachzik atzim lo tzadik, umamin batzim shu tzadik, hayim ma'ir midas u b'shamayim. It's ma'ir this midas Shemayim. When a person has complete free choice, how to look at himself, how to see himself. Again, it's not deluding oneself, but how to see oneself. That's the way you see yourself. That's from Shemayim, how they take you, if you see yourself that way. If you're minding yourself and you go in this way, they help you go along in that way, if it's tzaddik. It's a very exalted and high way. And the results are terrific. You can reach many great madrigas. And you're not fooling yourself, because that's the emes. The truth is,
there's no need for
Musa. One needs to learn Musa, because otherwise you could start to fool yourself to think that there are bichlal, that there are no rats, and then you're off guard, and you just say that you're tzaddik, but you're not really mad about the aura in your life. You're just playing a game. So you have to. There has to be a enough Musa for the person to realize that he has to constantly be on guard to increase the or, to increase the volume of that or, in order to make sure that things are kept properly. There's no choice. We have to do that. And those chassidim, they only learn the things in the chassidus farm. It's not a healthy thing. It's not a good thing.
So
that's why the Samarov, he was the first one who gave money when they were printing the Likutei Moran in America. Was the Samarov. He gave money to print the Likutei Moran. The only thing he asked of the rest of us that came to him to get the money for Likutei Moran was that I'm asking that the Chassidim learn not only Likutei Moran, but they learn other Svarim as well. Because Likutei Moran is Kulei Or. It's Kulei Or. and he said it's important that they learn other Svarim too, not just Likutei Moran, but the Rebbe gave, Yad Rechav, he gave money. You see what just happened now? One of the Chavi gave me the other day some very nice, there's some kind of weekly thing that comes out from Eretz Yisrael. And it had their whole description that on Yutes Kislev in Yerushalayim, there was a Binyanei Ha'umah, thousands and thousands of people came to Binyanei Ha'umah for Yutes Kislev. Rabbi Yel Khan came from America. He's had a Fabrenga together with Rab Shalma Arush from Breslov, with Rabbi Yeshua Shapir from the Hezdi Yeshiva in Ramat Gan. The place was filled with the Yerushalmim and Ger Chassidim and Chabaskis and Misnachlim, and they all had a Fabrenga together, and they were selling Svarim, only it was a Chassidish Svarim that had a sale, and over 2 days they sold over a quarter of a million Sifri Chassidish. Okay, things are happening. You see, the island is looking, it's unbelievable. He said to the sale, they were coming, Chilonim, five people coming to buy Sifri Chassidish with shopping carts. People, they're not from, they realize that they can't beat the rats. They can't beat it. The only way is there should be more and more art. Gosh, anyone should help us, that we should be in that space and using the language.